B-Pod Studios.
Today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown.
Papa Roach frontman Jacoby Shaddix is back for round two on the Talkin' Rock podcast this year. He just passed 7 years of sobriety. We talk about that and what his addiction is now, plus his contribution to the Lamb of God guitarist Mark Morton's album.
Oh, dude, I had the honor of singing on Mark's record, and what a great record it is.
He also talked about what he really liked about that record. And oh, has he watched The Dirt yet with his friend Machine Gun Kelly as Tommy Lee?
I think MGK is dope. He's a great personality. He's a dope entertainer.
We had to discuss their big loss to the guys from I Prevail and Family Feud on Shiprocked. And where's the weirdest place he's ever been recognized and or heard one of his songs? He lets us know about that as well. With Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach today on Talkin' Rock.
This is Talkin' Rock. Talkin' Rock. Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
Hey, thanks so much for checking out the Talkin' Rock podcast. I do appreciate it. Jacoby Shaddix was nice enough to come back for round two. I guess he liked it so much the first time in 2019. Actually, I think he was doing a round of press tours, and they asked me if I'd talk to him. And of course I will. Always love talking to Jacoby Shaddix. He's just such a great guy. Celebrating 7 years of sobriety. Heading out on tour again this year in support of their latest record, Who Do You Trust? And a ton more. We talk about all that kind of stuff coming up here in just a few minutes. Hey, quick reminder, if you like this podcast, a 5-star rating, write a review, share with your friends. Always very much appreciated. I do appreciate that. You can even leave a voicemail for me if you'd like. 248-586-2988 as the feedback line is up and cranking. Al Beck joins me after Jacoby with some rock news. This time around, Static X. We talked about this on the last podcast with Dave Mustaine, that they're going to be recording a record, going on tour. I'm like, well, who's going to be singing? Well, that's come a little bit clearer since we recorded that podcast yesterday. Art Alexakis is fighting the battle of his life from Everclear. We'll tell you about that coming up here. Also, Rob Zombie and Manson looking for listener feedback as far as what song they should cover on tour this year. And Ozzy, I guess there's some sort of petition out there to get him knighted. So we'll discuss that coming up here in just a bit. In the meantime, Jacoby Shaddix on Talking Rock today. Hope you guys enjoy this conversation.
My man, Meltdown, dude. I'm doing so good. How are you?
Excellent, man. Just looking forward to talking to you. Last time we talked, you were approaching your 7 years sobriety, and now, of course, we've passed that. So, congratulations.
Yeah, man. I'm stoked, dude. I ain't trying to drink, man. That every time I do, it just destroys my life. So I'm just gonna. Going to try to stay the course.
I hear you. So, you know, I've talked to guys like you many times in my career and stuff. So what is your addiction now? What do you do all the time now?
I'm just always trying to have sex with my wife. that's like my wife's vagina is the word vagina. Is that offensive?
I don't know where this conversation took a wrong turn, but go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm just saying, man, that's my addiction, honestly, man. And I've been married to this woman for like 21 years now. And I'm like, I just can't get enough. I'm telling you. But aside of that, I don't know. What's my new addiction? I don't really.
A lot of you guys like to go and work out and stuff all the time and all that. And I see you doing that sometimes. Sure.
This is what I really like. I like to ride my bicycle. That's kind of my thing, man. When I get out there on tour, I didn't take it out this winter because it's freezing frigid cold. But when I'm about to bounce over to the UK, and I like to take my bike out and just go cruise the cities and just see so much of the cities. And that's my new thing is the bicycle.
There you go. Cool. Yeah, like you said, you got your UK tour coming up. And, of course, you'll be coming back to the States then. And this tour was announced, I mean, really early. Do you ever have a tour that's announced so early that you miss a chance to, like, jump in, like, festivals or some other tours or anything?
You know, for us, we try to plan our stuff out about a year in advance.
Okay.
I think that's the best way for us to operate. And that's what a lot of bands are doing. You know, you're just looking far out to. And yeah, sometimes it does chop off other opportunities, but you got to have your vision of what you want to do. And for us, we try to stay a year out from where we're at right now. So we're already talking about, what is it, next winter? You know what I'm saying? Next spring. And just trying to be responsible so we can come with the plans and let people know well in advance so they could get their priorities straight and get their boots bust to the Papa Roach show.
Now, of course, who do you trust dropped back in January? And also, you're on this record with Mark Morton, which is, man, that's a super interesting record. And tell me about your part in that album.
Oh, dude, I had the honor of singing on Mark's record, and what a great record it is, and really one of the coolest parts of this album, to me, in my opinion, is the track he did with Chester Bennington. And that was, I believe, the last song Chester had recorded. And so I think that's just, there's something really special about that. And I love Mark. Mark is a great guitar player. I love Lamb of God's. They are my favorite metal band, period. And so to be able to collaborate with Mark was just, and to meet him and just hang and stuff like that. He's just such a great guy. And, you know, I just think I think the world of him, dude. I think he's dope.
Now, what were your emotions when you heard the track from Chester? Because you said that's the highlight for you.
Bittersweet, you know. It's an incredible tragedy that we lost him. I think he was just a great guy. You know, he and I struggled with some of the same things. Mm. And, you know, just to know that he had made that choice just really gutted me, man. And I look back on that, and I'm just like, man, I wish I could have just, you know, called him up or chatted with him. You know, it's a tough situation, but miss him, love him. I just went on my morning run today and was listening to Linkin Park earlier, you know, just vibing on Chester. Bums me out, man.
Yeah, I got you. So the last record you had, Machine Gun Kelly as a guest, and I just watched The Dirt over the weekend, which a lot of people have. Have you seen The Dirt?
Dude, I have not seen it. I'm going to watch it tonight, I believe. Okay. I have to.
Because I want to get your opinion on Machine Gun Kelly. Dude, I'll tell you what, out of all four of the guys, I think he's the one who nailed his player in Motley Crue the best.
Yeah, I think he's just... I think MGK is dope. He's a great personality. He's a dope entertainer. He's a great rapper. He puts on a great show. He knows the craft, and he's jumping into that acting. I've seen him do some acting, and he's done a great job so far. So I'm stoked to see what he's done with The Dirt.
No, it's great, man. So
he's got a little Tommy Lee up in it. Naturally.
Well, you know, being 5'6", 170 pounds, I couldn't pull off Tommy Lee like he did. But, you know.
Neither could I.
Yeah. So if Papa Roach had a biopic, like who would play you?
Oh, man. Who would play me? Golly. I'd have the singer for this band in the UK called Youngblood. I'd have him play me, but they'd have to like pack some pounds on him, you know, they'd have to put on like 40 pounds on him.
Mm.
And they'd have to work on his American accent.
Okay.
From the UK. But if he's a good actor, he could pull it off.
Now, I just had Eric and Dylan from I Prevail here in the studio. Of course, they're from this area and stuff. And they had some bragging rights. They said they beat you guys in Family Feud on Shiprock. Is that true?
Yeah, dude, and they're bragging about it, huh?
Well, I might have added that a little bit, but they were pretty excited to play you guys. Sure,
they were great, man. Cool dudes. I was stoked to finally have the chance to meet those guys. And yes, they kicked our ass in Family Feud on Shiprock. Dude, we were just like, what's going on here? We suck. But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to pass the torch.
That's right.
Hey, guys,
a couple
champs.
Yeah, there you go. Family Feud. Yeah, I'm sure they're rubbing their Family Feud championship belts right now, I'm sure. So, hey, a couple of things real fast for you. Just some stupid questions here for you. Where's the strangest place you've ever been recognized?
The strangest place I've ever been recognized? Strangest place I've ever been recognized.
While you're thinking about that one, where's the strangest place you've ever heard a Papa Roach song?
Strangest place I've ever heard a Papa Roach song. You know, I've been to a strip club. They played a Papa Roach song. You know, actually, here goes. I'm going to stack these two.
Okay.
strangest place I've ever been recognized, the strangest place I've ever heard a Papa Roach song is in the doctor's office. And I'm going, what the hell is going on? And Scars came on. And I'm sitting in the waiting room, and I see these people looking at their phone, and they're looking up at me, and they're looking up at the phone, and they're looking at me, and I'm just going, oh, my God, the song's playing. Like, what the hell, dude? I'm here to get my blood tested. Come on.
Well, there you go. Well, Jacoby, thanks so much for the time. I know you got a bunch of these to do. Who Do You Trust is out, and, of course, that killer track with Mark Morton and that record right there. And we'll see you here in Detroit in August. And safe travels, man, and always great to hear your voice, brother.
Hey, most definitely, man. Great chatting with you. And you know we love you all up in Detroit, man. The Riff, come on. Let's get it, dude. It's going to be a great summer show.
Thanks, brother. We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, man. You too. Peace.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Well, once again, Al Beck joins us for rock news you can use or not. Just throw it out. It doesn't matter. Just stop. Go do something else right now.
Because a lot of self-esteem showed up in this studio every week.
A lot of self-esteem right now in this segment. Yeah. But yeah, Al Beck joins us. No, Chuck, in case you missed the podcast yesterday with Dave Mustaine, go back and listen to that. Mm-hmm. That was a good one with Dave. And then, of course, your friend Chuck Bean joined us from Nerd Radio.
Yeah.
And so he actually upped the... the quality of the rock news a little bit, I think.
Did he?
Well.
Can't hurt it.
It can't get much lower.
Yeah, no. When you start at the bottom.
Yeah, that's right. The only way to go is up.
That's
so,
right.
So anyways, Al's back. And yesterday we were talking about Static X and who was going to sing and stuff. And it was, I don't know if it's released or if it's just rumored, but right now, what do you got?
Well, it is funny that we were just talking about this because they found some more Wayne Static vocals that hadn't been released. They got this new record coming out. And you even asked, like, who the hell's going to be on the road with them? Because they are going to be doing a tour. Well, they just released a video teasing. Like, it was like right after we talked about it and recorded the thing. They released a video teasing who's going to be filling in for Wayne Static on the tour. Although it's very mysterious. They didn't actually announce a name. It's a guy wearing a mask. And they have him singing a couple Static X songs. And he sounds enough like Wayne that I think it'll represent the band in the right way.
Dude, you're killing me. Who is it?
Well, we don't know for sure. Sure, but there are rumors that it could be Dope frontman Edsel Dope.
All right, well, we'll see what happens.
So we'll have to see. But like I said, he sounds enough like him. It'll sound like Static X.
All right, if you say so, we'll see. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this. It's like, Static X are celebrating their 20th anniversary, but they haven't been around for 5 years. That was like kind of, I don't know, really? 20th anniversary?
Sure, yeah.
So, anyhow. Anyways, let's move on to another singer, Art Alexakis. Pretty good dude right here. I remember interviewing him one time, and he was actually late. And this was a couple of years ago because he was at the doctor's office. And just talking to him, he seemed a little disheveled and stuff. But now it's been announced that he's battling.
Yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, over the last 3 years, he's been battling multiple sclerosis and just came out and let us know about that. So obviously wishing him well. But yeah, 3 years he's and you had no idea what was going on.
No, and it could have been for something totally different. What I'm saying? But
could have been.
Who knows? He's got this tour coming up this year with some other guys where they're going to be doing like this storytelling thing with different bands and whatnot. So good luck to Art Alexakis as he battles multiple sclerosis. So Ozzy, I'm sorry, we're going to get to Ozzy here in a second. But first, Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson. I saw on their Instagram the other day on Rob Zombie's Instagram. That he was looking for a son. Now, last time around, when they did the Evil Twins thing, Manson joined him every night and sang the cover of a Helter Skelter.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because that tour opened up here in Detroit, where we broadcast from, and there was all sorts of problems a couple years ago. Of course, Manson, put his balls on some security guy's head at one show and was sued for it. And then I think like an all-out fist fight broke out backstage, from what I understand, from what I hear, allegedly. but backstage between Rob and Manson at a Detroit show a couple years back. So when they announced our Detroit show, Rob's like, hey, let's start in Detroit. What could go wrong there?
Well, the funny thing about that was this is what, like the second or third time they've been on tour together since the altercation between the two of them, and they just keep touring together.
Hey, they keep touring. Now they're looking for cover songs to do. And do you have any ideas for cover songs? I mean, like I said, they did Helter Skelter last year.
I mean, do we want to stick something older? You know, maybe some Led Zeppelin or something?
Well, according to Rob's post, he's like, you know, nothing goofy, okay? I'm really looking for something. This is like a serious post, you know?
Sure.
And, you know, there's of course, all the... you know, the goofy ones.
Yeah, they don't want a pop song or something.
Yeah, the Seals and Crofts and different things like that. But some of them have been mentioned. Yeah, right. Some have been mentioned, like, for example, Shot at the Devil or something along those lines. You know, something like that. Anything evil like House of the Rising Sun and, you know, stuff like that. So, I don't know. It's... I don't know. We'll see what they come up with.
It is kind of cool in the internet age how artists can turn to their fans. Like, there's other ones who are like, hey, looking for a tour poster design. Let's see what you got.
That's cool, too. And they write books and they do different things like that. And they go back and they ask their fans if they have anything from those tours and whatnot. So, and I think some of them have done that before and the fans haven't gotten their stuff back.
Well, that's a danger, too.
That does happen. So anyways, finally, we got Ozzy. And there's always some sort of Ozzy news going on.
There's always some Ozzy news.
Ozzy's been fighting off death for years.
Yeah, well, this
and winning,
one.
Thankfully, yeah.
This one, I love this. There's a petition going around to have Ozzy Osbourne knighted.
Really?
Would you love Sir Ozzy?
he would have to kneel down and get the sword on both shoulders, right?
Oh, yeah. And you know it's not going to go as it should.
Well, maybe. You know who's knighted is, let's see, Lars is knighted. I think Brian May from Queen. I think the guys from Zeppelin, stuff like that, you know. They've done it before. Yeah. Nobody I know.
Right, but we're talking about Ozzy.
Right.
That's a pretty interesting character. But hey, I'd sign it.
I got to believe that, you know, after all these years and stuff, and I think he deserves it, actually, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, no, he had, I mean, as much as I'm joking about it, I mean, the man was extremely influential, had a huge reach in rock and roll, and I think it would actually be fitted. Sir Ozzy of Osbourne.
So how does this, I know we're not supposed to ask, you know, follow-up questions with you, but how far along is this petition?
How far along? Well, yeah, I'm not sure exactly how far along it is, but change.org is a website that's been launched online.
That's where people always get their petitions from, right?
Yeah.
So you could actually just put anything up there. Yeah, I could be knighted.
Yeah, you could electronically sign right there on the website. So,
all right, if you say so.
Yeah.
All right, exciting stuff. There's Al Beck. What's your socials?
Al Beck Radio, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
All right, at Meltdown WRIF and at Talking Rock with one. And, of course, leave a voicemail as well, 248-586-2988. Kind of a short one today, just getting in and getting Jacoby Shaddix in. Of course, like I said, we have Dave Mustaine on yesterday's podcast, Robin Trower earlier this week. I got some more already lined up. I don't want to jinx it, but I got some pretty good ones lined up coming up for next week as well. So check back, subscribe if you get a chance. Of course, share us with your friends, a 5-star rating, write a review. We do appreciate that as well. And thanks as always for checking out Talking Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.